Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Hey, are you related to AJ Jacobs? The answer to that question is almost surely yes. The answer to the next question, how, is a little harder to figure out. But AJ Jacobs is trying. You know, AJ's reporting probably in experimental living from The Year of Living Biblically, that book he did, to Drop Dead Healthy, that other book he did about trying every possible health fad in the world. Well, AJ's got a new project. He's trying to map the world's largest family tree, starting with himself and hopefully extending to pretty much everyone on the planet. Filmmaker Morgan Spurlock is documenting the process, and next summer he's throwing the world's biggest family reunion here in New York City, and you're invited. So, AJ Jacobs, welcome back to WNYC. And usually I only make this joke when Jim Lehrer or Jonah Lehrer are on the show, but nice to see you, cousin.
Hey, cousin. How are you?
Good. So I gather this adventure started, as do all good adventures, with a mysterious letter. What was in that letter?
That's right. I got an email a few months ago from a man in Israel, and he said, "You don't know me, but I'm your 12th cousin, and I have a family tree with 80,000 of your relatives on it." And part of me was like, oh, my God, you know, I have enough relatives. Do I want 80,000 more? But part of me was fascinated that I'm connected to these 80,000 people around the world. So I started looking into genealogy, and it turns out this field is going through a fascinating revolution, partly because of DNA testing and partly because of the internet. You've got these sites like Genie and Wikitree where you can load your family tree on and then merge it with other people's. So you've gotten these mammoth, mega family trees with hundreds of thousands of people. And I'm actually on something called the World Family Tree on Genie.com, which has, and if you believe the research, we can talk about that later, 75 million people on it, including friends from camp, and Gwyneth Paltrow is 18 steps away from me, and Albert Einstein is 22. And so this idea of the family of humankind, it's not a cliche. And I thought, let's throw a big party.
You mean you got a letter from somebody claiming to be a long-lost relative, and that letter did not end with, "And I'm stuck in Nigeria with no money and no passport. Please wire $10,000
ASAP." I'm still waiting for the ask. But, yeah, I thought maybe this is the new Nigerian scam. But it turns out this is legitimate. This is a real genealogist.
But what do you mean you are 22 steps removed from Albert Einstein? How could you even know?
Well, the official, Albert Einstein is my second great uncle's third cousin's wife's first cousin. So maybe even less than 22. But yeah, you plug in your tree and it finds the links between these.
Listeners, we want to take a few of your calls, and there are two ways you can get involved. First, if you just want to talk about your experience mapping your own family tree, particularly if you've used a modern online tool, call us up, 212-433-WNYC. But then a little later, we're going to try and see if you and AJ are actually related. So we've posted a list of 13 famous people that AJ has already discovered he's related to. He mentioned Gwyneth Paltrow. He mentioned Albert Einstein. We'll give you the rest of the list. We want you to take a look at it, and if you happen to know you're also connected to one of those people, give us a call. Maybe we can add a branch to AJ's family tree and to yours live on the radio. So check out the full list on our site. Just go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. As usual, we just also tweeted the list and posted it on Facebook, so you can find it at any of those spots. And AJ, people may have read your piece in the Sunday New York Times a few weeks ago about your project, where you said that the online genealogy revolution is a little controversial. How so?
Well, that's right. There are a couple of areas of controversy. Traditional genealogists are concerned about the accuracy, and they have a good point. There's the privacy issue. You've got these names out there on the internet, and also ownership of data. So it's not perfect. It has its flaws, but overall, I'm very optimistic about it. And with the accuracy, I think it will get better. You know, it's all about some branches are very well documented, others are not documented at all, but the more people who work on it and load their birth certificates, et cetera, it'll get better. It's like 10,000 people solving a jigsaw puzzle.
You suggested that some people are sabotaging these online trees?
Well, yes. There are some people who are very, who are very opposed to them, and they want to cut them off and have their own family tree in a fenced-off area. So not every – it's sort of like the Wikipedia versus the Encyclopedia Britannica. It's very much that.
But that's an accuracy argument, right? You know, the beauty of crowdsourcing versus the reliability of the totally vetted site.
Right. And you're saying there's also the privacy issue, which is a significant issue. I will say two things. One, there are levels of privacy on these sites. You know, you can obscure your name. But also, we're talking about the names of your uncles and aunts. We're not talking about your credit card number or your password. So for me, the privacy is not a huge issue, as it's sometimes made out to be.
Let's take a phone call. And here is Karen in Glen Head out on Long Island. Hi, Karen. You're on WNYC.
Hi. Good morning. I have a question. When you join your family tree to this mass family tree, is that separate from DNA testing in a way? Because I've been considering doing some DNA testing, and I was kind of disappointed to find out that I can't really trace the male lineage. I would need a brother or a male relative to do that, and just don't have it.
Well, there are some sites where you can merge the DNA testing results and your family tree. So it's really interesting. And that's another way I'm finding relatives, is through DNA testing. And I did it on sites like 23andMe or Family Tree DNA. And one result, which was interesting, was that I am cousins with my wife genetically.
Uh-oh. You're not planning on having kids, are you?
I have three kids already. You know, it's not first cousins. It's more like in the fifth or sixth cousin range. But, you know, I'm not the exception. You know, pretty much we're all cousins.
So I could imagine this could go just, you know, way beyond being just neat cocktail chatter. And I think this is what our caller's getting at. If medical researchers are trying to match the genome, wouldn't a family tree also help you see how disease gets passed down and other genetic information?
Yeah, and in fact, there's a team of scientists at MIT right now who's doing fascinating work with Genie's Global Family Tree, tracing diseases and also mapping human migration patterns. So they're really, it's not just the novelty of knowing that you're related to, you know, Michael Bloomberg. It's actually got scientific value.
A.J. Jacobs, my guest on WNYC, as he is trying to do the world's most ambitious genealogy project, considering the possibility that we are all related and he can prove it. A.J. Jacobs, here's R.J. in Prospect Heights. R.J., you're on with A.J. Hi.
Hi. I have a sort of good news, bad news, two stories about my family's genealogy. My great uncle, who I unfortunately never met, had done a 500-year genealogy of our family that took us back to Turkey. However, unfortunately, his second wife, when he died, destroyed it. So we don't have access to that. Oddly, several of my cousins have married Turkish people by total coincidence, maybe. So I have Turkish back in my family. The good news part of the story is that one of my cousin's sons has started to, not necessarily recreate, but has an interest in our genealogy and has been working on one for the last few years, on and off. So he's done a tree, and as people have time and energy, they are putting into some energy.
That's great. And it sounds like it's very important to you. Why did somebody – did I understand you correctly that somebody intentionally destroyed part of your family tree?
Yes. It was his second wife who was not, part of our part of the family tree. It was – I don't know her, so and I'm not sure actually even if she's still alive. I know her. My cousin, who is, I guess, a second cousin, my father's cousin, is still alive, but we haven't – these are people in Israel So we haven't really had a chance to communicate about that.
Well, I will say that this is a great time to get into this because sites like MyHeritage and Genie and Wikitree, you know, you can now connect far more easily. You used to have to go down to the courthouse in Cleveland, Ohio, and look up marriage certificates. Now a lot of it, almost all of it, maybe not all of it, but a lot of it is online. So it's the barrier to entry is much lower.
It always comes down to going to Cleveland City Hall somehow. RJ, thank you and good luck. And Larry in East Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Larry. You think you're related to AJ Jacobs?
Hi, Brian. I think this is great, but unfortunately I cannot participate because I was adopted at birth in New York State, and I don't even, because of the laws, I don't even know who my birth parents are. More.
Well, it's an interesting...
Maybe AJ can help. You know, I've been on, family tree DNA.
Right.
But I really, without my original birth certificate, I don't know.
Well, this is a fascinating time for family because the definition of family is changing more than ever. So you've got adoption and sperm donors and gay marriage. And so I actually, these trees will sometimes allow for... adoptive parents, and I count that as part of the family. I think we need an inclusive definition.
That's for sure. My parents were wonderful people,
right?
And I don't think of them as adoptive parents. They're my parents. But
well, we'll find a link to your parents, and hopefully with DNA testing, maybe we can figure out your biological parents.
Larry, thank you very much. So have you gotten, to build on Larry's point, have you gotten philosophical about what all this means? For the idea of family history, is there a point at which your tree becomes meaningless because it's so sprawling? Is this going to erode the importance of lineage, for better or worse?
Well, yeah, it's a fascinating question. And one thing that I feel is that knowing that the family of humankind is real and that you can find these connections, my hope, and it's a little idealistic, is that it will make us kinder people, treat people a little kind. And I have anecdotal evidence of this. Like on my tree, I found out I'm 11th cousins with Judge Judy. And I always found her very abrasive, the TV personality. But then I found out she's 11th cousins, and I'm like, oh, you know what? Maybe she's not so bad. She's a sweetheart underneath all that bluster. So I think there is a sense that once we realize how we're related, we're going to treat each other a little more kindly.
I think we're getting the show's first ever call from Anchorage, Alaska.
Wow.
Where Chantel is listening. Chantel, hello from New York.
Hi, Brian. So I've been listening to your show for a while. It's my first time actually calling. I do streaming media, and I have the podcast on my iPhone. But I was just calling to say that I did the 23andMe, which was fairly interesting. I'm about 5'10". Strictly, people generally think of myself as African. So when I did the 23andMe, what I found, and I'm looking at it right now, I'm 80.7% sub-Saharan African, which includes West African, Central and South African, East African, and what shocked me most was that I'm roughly 14.6% European, 1.3% East Asian and Native American, and 0.1% Middle Eastern and North African.
Wow. So really, you should be...
3.3% unassigned.
you should be doing this project instead of AJ Jacobs, because obviously we're all related to you.
You are a nice mix.
Well, I just, I typically think that what people don't recognize, the information that I see about African Americans are largely that they run, just when they're doing these tests, roughly 30 to sometimes 35% generally of European ancestry. So every time I get a little ding on my email, you have, 250 new cousins when I go to 23andMe, it's like people share 0.62%, of this strand of my DNA, and they go from Ireland to Quebec and, Texas and Florida. It's just fundamentally interesting to see this kind of world population.
Does it change your sense of yourself to learn all this?
I think just growing up, my family historically comes from Texas and Louisiana, and it just... I guess people look at me and they don't see European, and I identify obviously as Black or African American. It didn't really change, but it's just fundamentally interesting how we're all kind of a blend of all these populations.
Right.
And
more and more. I think we're mixing more and more. And I am mostly Ashkenazi Jew, but I also found from DNA testing I have like 6% Scandinavian, which was very nice in this winter. I felt much more at home with this recent weather.
And Chantel, thank you so much. Please call us again, and thank you so much for listening in Anchorage. All right, AJ, we have to take a break now, but you'll be back. And we're going to do our little experiment and see if we can't add a branch to your family tree live on the radio and maybe some of you who will call in. And here's how it'll work. There's a list of 13 famous people who AJ has already found out that he's related to. And if anyone listening also knows that you're related to one of these people, call in, because that would mean you and AJ are related. So here is the full list. Or do you want to do that? Do you have this list in front of you?
I can do it. Okay, yeah.
All the famous people who AJ Jacobs has figured out that he's related to.
Well, this is just a portion. And by the way, I'm not boasting, because everyone has these famous relatives. We're all part.
You're not using this as a boast, as you say. You're using this as kind of markers.
That's right.
Right? Because this is what people find out.
It's an easy way to connect. And I'm hoping these people will come to the reunion. Like Gwyneth Paltrow, I want her to bring her vegan turkey casserole. But I've got Gwyneth, Albert Einstein, Paul McCartney, Norman Mailer, Gabrielle Giffords, Albert Brooks, Michael Bloomberg, Quincy Jones, Tony Kushner, Judge Judy, John Quincy Adams, Leonard Nimoy, Oliver Wendell Holmes. There's also more. There's Mary, Queen of Scots, if you go back far enough. So and Giles Hopkins from the Mayflower. So it's all very exciting.
Can you get me tickets to a McCartney concert?
Well, I'm hoping he's going to play. You know, he's family. He's got to play at my reunion.
So, folks, again, you can see that list on our website, and we just tweeted it again. So if you know you are related to one of those people, or if you are one of those people, give us a call. AJ will add you to his family tree, and we can punch a ticket to his massive family reunion, perhaps for all of humanity, that he's planning here in New York next summer. And we'll tell you a little more about that. 212-433-WNYC. If you want to be one of these callers, 212-433-9692, or see that list on our site. And we'll continue with AJ Jacobs to do this. Stay with us.
You know, we all sometimes say things we don't mean, but that don't mean that we're not still family. You know, we all sometimes say
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and Esquire's A.J. Jacobs is back, author of the books The Year of Living Biblically and Drop Dead Healthy. And in his latest project, if you're just joining us, he's trying to map his entire family tree to include, well, basically everyone. And A.J., you have to promise me to record a new verse to that Sister Sledge song. I think it could be, "We are family. I've got my great uncle's wife's first cousin, once removed husband's uncle's wife's son." With me.
So catchy.
Deal?
I love it. I'm still trying to trace how to get to Sister Sledge, but I will. I want them there.
So we've got about 10 minutes here to try and find a relative of yours. The phones are open, and anyone out there who thinks you are related to one of these famous people as the easiest way to establish your relationship to A.J. Jacobs, give us a call. Our lines are full. The list again: Gwyneth Paltrow, Albert Einstein, Paul McCartney, Norman Mailer, Gabrielle Giffords, Albert Brooks, Michael Bloomberg, Quincy Jones, Tony Kushner, Judge Judy, John Quincy Adams, Leonard Nimoy, but not Patrick Stewart as far as you know, and Oliver Wendell Holmes, and Evelyn in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Mr. Jacobs.
Hello.
I'm actually related to definitely to you, to Michael Bloomberg, and to Albert Einstein. I'm a Jew of Ashkenazic descent. What's very interesting about me specifically is that I have a family tree in the house that goes back 3,829 years. I just did the math as soon as I heard the show was on, which is to 1815 BC.
Wow.
Yikes.
And it's my lineage up to to Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham, which I presume that all Jews, especially Jews of Ashkenazic descent, are going to find themselves very similarly entwined with that family tree. I just thought that was cool.
Absolutely. Well, my last name is Jacob. But yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. The documentation definitely goes back six or seven generations. Then it gets a little hazier. But on Genie and Wikitree, mine does go back the same level. And so please come to the reunion. If I could just give a plug,
please.
Go to my website, ajjacobs.com, or email me at aj@ajjacobs.com and just tell me your parents' names, and we'll figure out how you're related. And by the way, everyone is invited, all 7 billion members of the family. But if you find a link, we get a bracelet. And it will be free, but it's also a fundraiser for Alzheimer's, which runs in the human family.
Where and when is this event?
It will be June 6, 2015, at the New York Hall of Science on the old grounds of the World's Fair, an amazing facility. So, yes, please, there will be music. There will be speakers. Dr. Oz has agreed to show up. Mm. He's in my haplogroup, so we probably shared an ancestor about 2,000 years ago.
I heard that site can only accommodate about 5.5 billion people. Marsha in Wappinger's Falls. Oh, and we have a link on our site, too, if you want to get to AJ's stuff through that, if that's the easiest way for you, at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Marsha in Wappinger's Falls, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. My mother, who was a WASP, always said that the family related to the Adams family, the president and his wife. And I have absolutely no idea how to track my family. I'd love to know.
Well, I would suggest going on one of these sites like Wikitree or Genie or MyHeritage and putting
Wikitree?
In Wikitree? Yeah, W-I-K-I tree, or Genie,
okay.
Is G-E-N-I.com.
And thank you.
These, I am actually do trace back to John, the Adams family, because one of my cousins married James Spader. So even though we're Jewish, he's quite the WASP. And so I thank God for him that he gets me to all these Mayflower and founding father types. And by the way, I have a lot of people helping me with the genealogy, so I don't want to take credit. This is all about crowdsourcing. I'm not doing it all myself.
Marsha, thank you. You know, growing up, there were sometimes people in your family who would sort of brag about their lineage. One of our producers says that at every holiday dinner, someone brings up the idea that they're all direct descendants of Benjamin Franklin. But everyone's too afraid to actually fact check that for fear that it would not be true. So have you been able to verify or deflate any family mythology? That might help Marsha in Wappinger's Falls, too.
Well, one thing that's interesting about this World Family Tree, I feel it's a very democratizing influence because, you know, now I can say I'm not a blood relative of the Mayflower, but I am a relative. I do. My descendants share genes with their descendants. So I love that, you know, now everyone can claim this royal blood, royal lineage.
Now, wait a minute. We're going to put two callers on together here who I think are going to say roughly the same thing. Pamela in Morristown. Pamela, you there?
Yes, right here.
And Ellen.
Hi, AJ.
Hello.
And Ellen in Englewood. Ellen, you there?
I am.
Pamela, you first.
Okay. I'm delighted to have received AJ's invitation. I've offered to lend a hand. Feel free to call out. When you're an immigrant in a country, you leave a lot of family behind. One year, my dog had puppies, and I was astonished to find that the Kennel Club insisted I have 7 generations of information before I could mate her. And I was absolutely astonished. I said, there's no way I could get 7 for a person, and you want it for the dog. So
I thought you were going to tell me you had 7 generations of Doberman in you, and then that would have really creeped me out.
Dog was a Doberman, but no. And it's just wonderful to know that instead of having this shrinking family, which is what it's felt like as an immigrant, there's this huge crowd behind me and around me. I love it.
And did you tell our screener that you are actually a cousin of AJ?
Only by his declaration.
Oh,
right, AJ?
I see.
You sent me the invitation.
I see.
Absolutely.
I see.
Absolutely.
Ellen, you too? Same thing?
No. I think I'm related to AJ.
Yeah.
So, and I think we intersect. You have a relative, the Katzes, and I have the Boggs, and they married. And according to, I think we have a mutual friend, Adam Brown.
Oh, sure. Who's
Arnold,
a great Genie curator who's worked on.
Yes, he is. And I have 2 fantastically amazing family trees. on my mother's side, the Rosmini tree goes back to 1760, and it was shown at the New York City Holocaust Museum. A couple years ago, it was hanging for 2 years in their entranceway. And then I have another Epstein family tree that goes back to 1790. Adam took my Rosmini tree and put it in the system, and I texted him while we were, I know he's listening as well. I texted him and said, do you think I'm related? And he looked me up and he said, yep, you are. You are.
So I hope you'll come. I hope you'll come to the reunion.
Yeah, you don't have to.
I can't wait, and I can bring a lot of guests.
Oh, that's what we need it. We need to break the world record. I need at least 4,500.
And I think you don't have to. You don't have to wait till the reunion. You can go to Passover at his house.
There you go.
Exactly.
Everyone's invited. I mean, one thing that's great about this huge family tree is, you know, that old saying, you cannot choose your relatives. You can choose your friends, but you can't choose your relatives. Now you can kind of choose your relatives. You have thousands of them, so focus on the ones you like.
Ellen, thank you very much. Is there any political implication to what you're doing? Because a lot of times when people say, well, humanity is really one big family, we're all related, they're getting at an anti-war point. How can we go to war against other people? How can we discriminate against other people? That kind of thing. If we really, you know, have a sense at the root of our being of everybody's common humanity. Are you going there at all?
I would love to go there. I mean, I don't think that this project is going to cause world peace all of a sudden, but I do think that when you really realize how closely we are all related, that it nudges you towards a little bit more tolerance and kindness. And, you know, that may, I've seen my sons fight and wrestle, so I know that that is not a flawless thesis. But I do believe anecdotally and from talking to other people, you just, it's one more connection. It's like the ultimate social network, this family.
And have you found Genghis Khan yet? Because you know that they say about 0.5% of the male population in the world today, that's 16 million people, carry a chromosome directly traceable to Genghis Khan.
Yeah, he was very busy, very productive. I haven't yet, but I will. He'll be there.
Let's go over the information again for how people can actually participate, because there is this event that is going to be in June of next year, 2015.
Right.
And in the meantime, you're going to try to establish what that people can actually participate in.
Absolutely. And of course, everyone is invited, even if we can't find a link. But please go to my website at ajjacobs.com or email me at aj@ajjacobs.com and send me your parents and grandparents' names and or a famous person you might be related to. And we'll try to find a link so that you can come to this event. And again, there's no charge to the event, but it will be a fundraiser for Alzheimer's.
A.J. Jacobs trying to establish the global family tree. So cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. Cousin Brian.
The Leonard Lopate Show. Cousin Leonard coming up right after the latest news on WNYC. Brian Lehrer, have a great weekend.